controlling brain chemicals with light. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Biologists are getting a closer look at the brain's communication system thanks to Brigitte Schmidt, a chemist at the Center for Light Microscope Imaging and Biotechnology at Carnegie Mellon University. She and her colleagues have developed a new way to study chemical signals called neurotransmitters.
What is very exciting is that you can see just a few molecules, and quite often in a cell it's just a few ones that are necessary for a whole cascade or response.
The key is a light-activated dye that lets scientists control when the chemicals are released. Normally, the dye keeps the neurochemicals caged up and inactive.
But if you shine a little bit of light, it's like the cage opens. Neurotransmitter gets out, and boom, it's active.
By releasing the neurochemicals in different samples of brain tissue and under different conditions, researchers can watch how reflexes and other brain events take place at the molecular level. Schmidt says this new precision could lead to important insights into how the brain develops, how it's affected by disease, and how it responds to drugs and other treatments. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.